Chapter 5. Contracts. A. Use an understanding of standard contract forms. License holders must use standard contract forms when applicable. Exceptions are those prepared by attorneys from this state or any other state, or those specified by governmental agencies, clients, principals, or their lawyers. TREC has promulgated sales contract forms for most residential properties, including farm and ranch. TREC has no forms for commercial transactions. TREC has no forms for the sale of co-ops or mobile homes. The Broker Lawyer Committee writes the promulgated contract forms. TREC promulgates them. If a broker receives any backup offers, they must be presented to the seller. A backup offer cannot become effective unless the previous contract is terminated. A backup buyer must meet the requirements for any negotiated earnest money and option fees. A clause in a contract requiring a condition to be met is a contingency clause. If a contingency cannot be met, the buyer is generally entitled to a refund of his earnest money. If a broker has more than one offer on a listed property, he must present all offers. But there is no required order of presentation. B. The TREC 1-4 Family Residential Contract, Resale. The following highlights from the 1-4 family contract should be memorized. Also, paragraphs 3, B, 5, 6D, 7D1, 7F, 11 and 12, 8.1B should be recognized by their number. Paragraph 2. The contract specifically states plumbing, lighting, fixtures, including showerheads, and shrubbery are considered improvements. Accessories which may or may not be attached to the property, i.e., pool equipment, pool covers, stoves, window A, C units, are considered part of the real property. Paragraph 3, the cash portion, 3.A, plus the financing, 3.B, equals the sales price. Paragraph 4. Seller may not, without buyer's written consent, create a new lease, amend any existing lease, or convey any interest in the property. Paragraph 4, C2. The seller must deliver a copy of all natural resource leases within 3 days after the effective date. Paragraph 5. Earnest money and termination option. Within 3 days after the effective date, buyer must deliver earnest money and option fee to the escrow agent. If the last day to deliver these funds falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or holiday, the time to deliver the money is extended to the end of the next day that is not a Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday. These amounts may be paid separately or combined in a single payment. Funds received by the escrow agent will be applied first to the option fee and then to the earnest money. Buyer will have the right to terminate the contract within the negotiated option period by providing notice by 5 p.m. on the date specified. If buyer wishes to extend the option period, the TREC amendment to contract form will be used. Additional option fee will be required. If buyer fails to deliver the option fee within the time required, buyer shall not have the right to terminate. If buyer fails to deliver the earnest money within the time required, seller may terminate this contract or exercise seller's remedies under paragraph 15. Time is of the essence for this paragraph. Paragraph 6. B. The title company has 20 days to provide the title commitment after they receive the sales contract. Paragraph 6, C1. Within 60 days after the effective date of this contract, seller shall furnish to buyer and title company seller's existing survey and an insurance T-47 affidavit or T-47.1 declaration. Paragraph 6, D, allows a buyer to choose a number of days to review both the title commitment and the survey. If the buyer is unhappy with the results of either, he has the negotiated number of days to address his/her concerns with the seller. The purpose of a municipal utility district, also called a water supply corporation or a utility service provider, is to provide flood control or drainage, water, and sewers to residents of the district. Paragraph 6.E.1. Broker advises buyer to have a title policy, notifying the buyer in writing that a title policy is recommended. Paragraph 6, E3. Texas Water Code requires the seller to deliver and the buyer to sign the MUD disclosure prior to final execution of the contract. A buyer who has not received the MUD disclosure has the right to terminate the contract. Paragraph 6.E.6. If the property is located in a certificated service area of a utility service provider, AMUD, the buyer must be given notice of this, disclosing to the buyer that there may be an extra charge for having water and sewer services connected. Paragraph 7A. Seller at seller's expense shall keep the utilities on during the time this contract is in effect. A seller's disclosure of property condition must be given to a buyer before he signs an offer to make that offer binding on the buyer. A new requirement states that sellers must disclose the type of piping used for gas supply lines, black iron pipe, copper, or corrugated stainless steel tubing. A seller who does not know can indicate unknown. Paragraph 7B2. If the buyer has not received the seller's disclosure, there is a negotiated number of days for the seller to provide it. If the buyer doesn't receive it within that number of days, he can terminate the contract. If the buyer receives the disclosure, the buyer will have 7 days after receiving it to terminate for any reason. Paragraph 7B3. A seller's disclosure is not required in a foreclosure sale, tax sale, sale by guardian, executor, or administrator, or sale by a builder of a new home that has not been lived in. A seller's disclosure is not required if the house is worth less than 5% of the price of the property. Paragraph 7D1. Buyer accepts the property as is. Paragraph 7E-. If lender required repairs exceed 5% of the sale price, buyer may terminate the contract and receive a refund of earnest money paid. Paragraph 7F. Seller shall provide buyer with copies of documentation from repair person ES, showing the scope of work and payment for the work completed. Paragraph 8. Brokers and sales agents. Texas law requires a real estate license holder who is a party to a transaction or acting on behalf of a spouse, parent, or child, or business entity in which the broker or salesperson owns more than 10%, to notify the other party in writing before entering into a contract of sale. Agency coupled with an interest must be disclosed. Paragraph 11. Special provisions. This paragraph is intended to be used only for additional information items. Statements that complete a blank in a contract form, disclose factual information, or provide instructions. Paragraph 12.A.1.B lists any commission a seller is willing to pay to the selling broker / buyer's broker. Paragraph 15. Default. All TREC contracts have a default paragraph. This paragraph states that if either party defaults, the injured party can sue for specific performance, seek such other relief as may be provided by law, or both, or the injured party can terminate the contract. Paragraph 16. The contracts require the parties to agree to mediation for dispute resolution. In mediation, a mediator hears both sides and tries to help the parties come to an agreement. If mediation fails, the parties may move to arbitration. The arbitrator hears both sides and then tells the parties how to proceed. Paragraph 18C-. If the contract is terminated and the escrow agent receives a demand of release of earnest money from one party, they must notify the other party. If the other party does not send a written objection to the demand within 15 days, the escrow agent may disperse the earnest money to the party making the demand. Paragraph 22. Review the addenda. The seller's temporary lease addendum and the buyer's temporary lease addendum are for use when the lease period is for 90 days or less. A seller of coastal property abutting tidally influenced water must provide the addendum for coastal area property. This notice tells buyers that owners may gain or lose portions of the land due to the actions of water. A seller who sells property located seaward of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway must provide the addendum to disclose that structures must not be erected seaward of the vegetation line. If a structure is erected seaward of that line, or becomes seaward as a result of natural causes, the structure would be subject to a lawsuit by the state of Texas for removal. The HOA/POA addendum, see copy in the back of the book, allows a buyer to terminate the contract within 3 days after buyer receives the subdivision information, or prior to closing, whichever occurs first, and the earnest money will be refunded to buyer. Paragraph A1. This addendum also allows a buyer to obtain a resale certificate on the property. Paragraph D. The addendum for reservation of oil, gas, and other minerals. A. Is used if the seller is reserving all or a portion of the mineral estate. Otherwise, any mineral estate owned by the seller passes to the buyer. Paragraph A. B. States that an attorney with expertise in this area is the only proper means for determining title to the mineral estate with certainty. Paragraph D. The third-party financing addendum requires the buyer to apply for financing promptly. Paragraph 23. If the parties need or want to see an attorney, an agent should send their clients to an attorney before the clients sign the contract. The last party to sign the contract is the party accepting the final change. The broker is responsible for filling in the effective date after the last party signs. C. Statute of Frauds. The Statute of Frauds requires that all contracts that relate to the transfer of any interest in real estate must be in writing to be enforceable. This also applies to compensation/employment agreements, such as listings and buyer representation agreements. Verbal agreements make you a volunteer in the eyes of the courts. D. Texas Department of Insurance Regulations regarding mold. Testing mold is not necessary to determine if it should be removed. If mold is visible, it should be removed. Removal is called remediation. Both mold assessors and mold remediators must be licensed. Testing after remediation is not required. Property owners can assess and remediate their own properties without a license. If you hire a mold remediator, he must give you a certificate of mold remediation no later than 10 days after work is complete. The certificate verifies that the mold has been removed and certifies with a reasonable certainty that the underlying cause of the mold has been corrected. Receiving a certificate of mold remediation is an advantage for a homeowner because it prevents an insurer from making an underwriting decision on the property based on previous mold damage or claims. On selling a home, the law requires the seller provide the buyer with copies of all certificates of mold remediation they have received for the property within the past 5 years. All additional forms at the back of the book should be studied. Brokers. Broker candidates will have access to TREC forms when testing. They will be able to open them on the computer. Please be aware of the addendum for hydrostatic testing. Broker candidates should be familiar with paragraphs 1 to 5 of the buyer termination of contract form. Broker candidates should know where on the amendment to contract form to change the down payment and where to waive the rest of the option period. Brokers should be familiar with the buyer termination of contract form. The third-party financing addendum, the amendment to contract form, and should know that it is the seller who signs the seller's termination of contract. In the third-party financing addendum, please note that a hard money loan would require the agent to check box G under number 1 on the first page of the addendum. Valuable test tip for broker candidates. For case study questions, read the questions prior to reviewing the case study.